You are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host and the wonderful.
Thank you.
Head Start Director Jessica Coffey is your host. What's going on, Jessica?
Hi, everyone.
What you know. You just came back from a trip, right?
I did. I went to Mardi Gras. Ooh.
Yep. So here's the question I have for you.
Uh-huh.
Did you fly or did you drive?
Ooh, I flew, Cam.
Ooh, you are brave. So where did you fly?
Like what airline?
Yeah.
American.
Oh, okay.
I'm usually a Delta person, but I flew American.
And why would you fly American as opposed to Delta?
Well, this time because the flight was cheaper.
Oh,
I went
how about
for the
that?
Cheapest flight. And I must say that I was holding on tight.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know, right? You take some anointing oil and
all
cover
of
the
it,
door.
Okay. I was praying without ceasing. Okay.
I am contemplating.
Hold up, but so
trip.
I didn't tell my parents that I was going.
Oh wow.
Because being a 42-year-old, you mm-hmm. still have to tell your parents.
You better.
So my mom found out.
No.
Yes,
no,
she did.
Not that way.
Okay, let me go back to the reason I didn't tell is because, you know, they just worry too much.
They're doing the most.
And my dad would have been like, you know the plane's gonna fall from the sky because all these planes been falling from the sky.
Yeah,
so I said, you know what? I want peace for this trip. I'm not gonna tell them. So what I'll do is I'll tell my sister.
Mm.
Well.
She ratted you out.
No, she didn't.
Oh.
It was my aunt.
Ooh.
My mom's sister. So I posted a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my parents are not on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom, she was over my sister's and she was like, yeah, we haven't heard from you. Where you been? And then my nephew said anything, so I didn't have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking. I was like, okay, I'll let y'all go. Bye. She texts me the next morning and said, so where you at? And I said, huh? Then I said, oh, I'm in New Orleans. Who told you?
Uh-huh.
And I said her sister's name.
Right.
Why is she gonna not tell the truth and say, oh, I saw it on the news? Girl, no, you didn't.
You saw me on the news in New Orleans, right?
So then my aunt calls and was like, I didn't know you didn't tell your mama. Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, though. You're right. I don't tell my mom. I tell my mom after I've landed and back home for a couple of days, and I'm like, yeah.
Because the whole time, she's going to do things that she doesn't normally do. Like, I call my parents, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't want you calling me because then that will worry me. I'm calling y'all. And then she'll do stuff when I'm out of town, like text me at 6 a.m. and say, y'all having fun?
Right.
Girl, I am asleep. Cam.
Your mother is my mother.
Yeah. So, but then I said, when she said, where are you? I told her where I was. And then I said, well, I didn't tell you because I didn't want daddy worried. And he would have said the plane would have fell out the sky. So then she said, well, I ain't going to say nothing. I don't know.
Right. Right.
Then I said, thank you, mother. You know, hyped her up.
Yeah, yeah. It's clear your parents don't listen to the show, and I don't know how to fix that. I'm going to have to get them
listen,
on the show.
Listen, I don't need them listen to the show.
You know what? I'm going to get with Elizabeth, and I'm going to have them call in one show. Oh,
no.
My God, yes. That sounds like a perfect show. Elizabeth, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. Okay.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea.
That would be hilarious. And not tell you, oh, my God. That would be wonderful.
I don't think.
We should make that a segment.
I do not see that as being funny at all.
Oh, God, that's going to be great. Oh, it's the bloopers and everything. It's just going to be great. Yeah.
Oh, that's so wrong.
I know. But, yeah, I'm concerned about getting on the plane right now. I really am. And
you are?
Yeah. Oh,
you know what? There was a little turbulence. Well, there was one time we landed, and it was like we bounced pretty high. But other than that, I did feel safe. I did, so.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But the mind is a terrible thing, you know. The mind is a terrible thing.
I know.
It'll send you places you ain't even have an invite for, you know.
Yeah. But you know what? When I get on a plane, I just try to go to sleep as quick as possible.
I knew somebody who was so bad, they tried to get drunk.
And it didn't work out.
Yeah, they just needed to do something to cool their nerves. I was like, wow, that's a lot. It's morning time and you're tripping.
Listen, they just need take some Benadryl. Don't get me wrong, you're going to be draggy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I was good.
But you are a travel connoisseur.
Yeah, so. I like flying the friendly skies.
Yeah, well.
I do.
Okay, what's the word? No, not the word. What is our coffee break for today?
Okay.
I think it's time for a coffee.
It's time. Okay, so guys, for today's coffee break, I want to say there is a past version of you that is so proud of how far you have come. What you think about that, Kim?
That's good. I really like those, you know, those movies and shows that have people, you know, running into themselves in the future or in the past, you know, and just the question always is, what would you tell yourself? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And to be able to say, you know, I'm proud of you. And to know that where my future me is sees things that I still don't understand and haven't walked into, and to be able to know that, hey, it's all a journey. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And so, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I think, looking back on my old self, let's go back to the 20-year-old self.
Don't go too far.
I would say, like, continue being you because it works for you. Like, don't get me wrong, I have evolved, but you have experienced my personality. And you know, at some point, like, people try to say, hey, you need to calm down. And that's not it.
That's part of who you are.
Yeah, like being able to evolve and get to know me and my personality, good and bad, I think is how I became who I am today.
Absolutely. There's a part of me, and I'm older than you, but as I get older, I don't care what other people think.
I
don't care about, you know what I'm saying? I'm so concentrated on what you know, God has in store for me and my family and just, you know, doing that. I don't have time. I don't have space to be concerned about, you know, your thoughts of me.
Yeah.
And that's freeing.
And you know what? Like, stepping into this decade of 40s.
You're getting there, ain't you?
I'm 42, Cam. I missed a couple of birthdays.
Well, I mean, you're getting there.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you're getting to that point. You know, the old lady at your church who would tell you anything that's on their mind, that type of freedom.
Yeah.
That's coming.
I think I'm just.
You show is fat. Oh, girl, you bigger than me. How you going to call me?
I think I'm only like an hour away from
You're
that.
You're an hour away from that?
I'm only an hour away from that right there.
That's what I'm saying. That freedom, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm living a
free. You're gonna fully embrace that part.
I am living a free life right now. You know, and a peaceful life. Now I really understand when people say it's all about peace for me.
Yeah, we're just talking about that, right?
Gosh.
When we get home,
yes.
Some of our best times is in our bedroom. So,
In the house. Doing nothing.
Nathan.
Maybe watching a little
satisfied.
TV.
Satisfied.
I know. I just didn't think
ironic.
That would be... Why didn't anybody give me an adult manual that said, hey,
it's coming.
When you get to this age, this is what you're going to like.
Right. Well,
coming home, getting comfortable, and doing
and
nothing.
Call it a day. Call it a day. What time did you lay down? About 8.
right. Listen, those are the best days. Those are my favorite days.
Yeah, but you get up way too early, and exercising and all that.
I know,
that too,
and I went to the gym this morning at 5:30.
Proud of you.
I know. Yeah. Did I tell you I'm down?
Come on.
15 pounds.
Look at there. Look at there.
You had me walking around looking like the Pillsbury Dough Man on this show.
Don't put it on me. Anyway.
You did. We should have talked about that, Cam.
It might have had something to do with what you was eating, but
hey,
who's on the show today?
I stopped working out for like 2 or 3 months, so.
Yeah, yeah.
This was when it comes to the holiday time, like October, November, December,
it's over.
I just, try to gain weight to see if I could lose it.
Oh.
At least this was. But guess what? Matter of fact, talking about eating and nutrition.
Let's talk about it.
Today on the show, we have Jen Roperson with UK Cooperative Extension. Hi, Jen.
Welcome to the show, Jen.
Thank you all for having me today.
Can you get us back on track? I mean, because, we done went.
I don't know. Y'all talking food and exercise and flying. I'm here for all of that. Yeah. Sounds like a good vacation.
Yes. Right. So, Jen, I don't know if they told you, but my background is nutrition, and I love everything nutrition, food, and all of it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into Cooperative Extension.
Okay. So also love food and nutrition, and I originally got into nutrition and dietetics because I was like, hey, I love eating. Let's figure out how this can benefit our bodies and also the point of exercise as well, as you all mentioned. I also went and did a degree in exercise and wellness. So I was like, let's just marry all of those. And proud graduate of Eastern Kentucky University.
Okay.
So, and then this opportunity came open with the University of Kentucky with Cooperative Extension in the Nutrition Education Program. And I was like, let's jump on it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I had worked in the realm of employee wellness in the past for Goodwill Industries of Kentucky and a company called Wellness Coaches USA. And that was great and good, but I was ready to focus on just the nutrition aspect of it. And so here we are almost 6 years later.
So y'all love food for a different reason than I do. I just I just love it purely for the fun.
For the fun of it. And that's good too. Yes. Totally.
So tell us and some of our listeners, what is Cooperative Extension? What do you all do?
Such a good question. And that we get asked a lot, and people are like, wait, I didn't know y'all did all of that. And so with Cooperative Extension, it is a branch of the USDA, and, or I should say a partnership between the USDA and Kentucky, USDA, the University of Kentucky, and Kentucky State University, as well as y'all know, we have 120 counties in Kentucky. Yes, the whole state. We cover it all. And what we do is we go out and we have an office in every county. And again, we have that partnership with K-State. And we have agents, county extension agents in every county that provide research-based education to businesses, families within the community, other partners in the community, to where we can just really help to better Kentucky as a whole and Kentuckians, and provide them with access to nutrition education, or if it's, you know, they need information about beekeeping, we provide that as well within Extension.
Really?
And so within Extension, there are four main program areas, which are agriculture and natural resources, horticulture, then we have family and consumer sciences Extension, and then 4-H youth development. And yeah, we just marry all of those programs together to really bring a holistic approach to the state. So where we can provide that education and, like I said, just hopefully make families and people and businesses and everybody's lives a little bit better from us. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that aspect. And with everything that's going on with our eggs and stuff like that, we we need to get as
it's funny you brought that up, because I was going to say, do you teach people how to raise chickens and eggs?
But the agricultural, we definitely need to be planting our food and being able to do something with that. But we're going to talk more with Jen right after this break. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.
Mm-hmm. This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly. So, to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
Listening to Look Who's Talking, and we're here with Jen Robertson with the Cooperative Extension. So, Jen, I have some questions about... ...about just what kind of nutrition programming do you all offer?
Great question. So, our program, which is called the Nutrition Education Program mm-hmm. for Kentucky, is administered through the University of Kentucky under the Family and Consumer Sciences branch of Extension. And the programs that we offer are pretty vast, between all the way from pre-K youth mm-hmm. all the way up to senior citizens, maybe grandparents raising their grandchildren. We also offer programming to people that are in recovery as well. Mm-hmm. And it's nutrition education where we go in. We have approximately 60 program assistants throughout the state that go in and teach nutrition education.
Oh, wow.
We don't have a program assistant in all 120 counties, but we do some cross-county programming when the need is there. And those program assistants, they really go out and they teach, whether it's eating better on a budget, mm-hmm. how to read a nutrition label, food safety in the kitchen. So whenever you are going in and cooking those eggs, or you're storing those eggs, are we doing it properly?
Yeah.
Because, you know, those things are expensive right now, so we can't be wasting no eggs.
Don't talk about it.
So we go in and we really teach just how can we prepare nutritious, healthy meals on a budget and it be affordable. And then also, how are we going to store those meals mm-hmm. after you've cooked them? And just a huge aspect as well is just stretching those food dollars. We all can do that these
right.
days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we really focus on that and teach our audience. So I should say our target audience is that those low income, limited resource families that really need that help and could utilize these tools that we have that we can bring to them as far as the nutrition education aspect of it.
Right. So is there a fee that you would have to pay in order to participate?
Good news, there's no fee.
Oh, free.
Yeah, we love free. Not many things are these
yeah.
days. So if you're a participant in our program, you can come in free of charge. And we actually like to give away what we call our reinforcement items, that they are incentive items mm-hmm. that actually, they're kitchen tools and kitchen gadgets that go along with the skills we're teaching in our nutrition education.
Yeah.
And so that's why we call them our reinforcements. They reinforce mm-hmm. the lesson. But in our minds, we think, okay, well, if we're going to teach them how to use a meat thermometer, why not give them one so then they can go and practice what we've
right.
taught them?
Right.
And then, too, just some people don't necessarily have that equipment. If it's a colander that mm-hmm. you need to, you know, drain out those can of green beans or your corn to make your recipe, you know, giving them that, giving them mixing bowls that they then can go use in their kitchen. And hopefully that will help to elicit that positive behavior change for them that we have taught throughout our program.
Right. That's That's great. I like that.
Yeah.
So
did y'all do much with recipes and things of that nature?
Good question. It was on my mind. It's like you read my mind here. So we actually have, and they're out right now, we do a food and nutrition calendar every mm-hmm. year. And in that, we have 12 recipes. So there's a recipe of the month. And there's a cost analysis breakdown of what it'll cost you to buy all the ingredients. Yeah. And then per serving, what it would cost. And then there, throughout, of course, there's tips from My Plate and the USDA as far as just tips and tricks on nutrition and ways to, you know, incorporate healthier foods into your whatever budget you may have. Mm-hmm. And then in the back of our calendar, there's also recipe cards that you can tear out and keep. Because a lot of people, they're like, oh, I'm done with this, you know, 2025 calendar. But mm-hmm. you can have the recipe cards that you can then keep, which is mm-hmm. nice. And we also have, I think we have, gosh, a library of over 400 recipes on our public-facing website, which is planeatmove.com. Mm-hmm. And there's tons of resources on there that anybody can go and access, whether it's growing your own garden, whether it is you're wanting to, you know, a soup recipe or learning to use a slow cooker. If there's some farmer market farmer market tips and tricks on there mm-hmm. for people that would like to utilize those. So there's, again, planeatmove.com. I love to plug that always.
Planeatmove.com. Mm-hmm.
Planeatmove.com.
Good.
So one of the things that I love, and I'm not sure if you all do this, but like a cost analysis of going out to eat versus cooking at home. Do you all have that type of information?
So there is actually a tool, an interactive tool that we utilize whenever it's within one of our lessons. We have 7 lessons mm-hmm. that we utilize in our programming, and it's in one of the lessons. I think it's healthy, affordable meals. And there is a breakdown in that, an interactive mm-hmm. tool that we go through with our participants where they can put in their family size and then the amount that they already spend on groceries a month, and it will tell the breakdown of, okay, well, these are all of the items that you can purchase going mm-hmm. to the grocery store versus going out to eat. This is what it would cost you. Mm-hmm. So our participants get access to that tool where they can utilize that as well. That's a great question.
Yeah, it's funny. You spend the money, and before you know it, if you have something that breaks down how much you've gone out to eat.
Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, yes.
Yeah, it's quite telling.
Oh, most definitely, for sure.
But it's important, and the worst part, probably the population of families that you serve will eat fast food, which is not, you know, helping at all.
Right.
And you could have had a 4-course meal.
Yeah.
Oh, most certainly.
Healthy, yeah. So that's really good information.
Definitely so.
So what are some of the misconceptions that people might come to you and ask about in regards to nutrition, food safety?
Well, I think the biggest one that we often get whenever our program assistants are in teaching is what you had just said. They feel like they can go out to eat and it will be cheaper than buying mm-hmm. their groceries and preparing their meals. So that really is just the whole basis of the biggest basis of our program is to really teach them, hey, you can go afford these things. Mm-hmm. Here we've equipped you to read a nutrition label to show you we can get this much protein or this many, you know, vitamins and minerals from it, whether you're trying to limit carbohydrates or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
We tell them, we try to equip them with those tools because we hear that a lot, that they feel like they can just go out and eat and mm-hmm. buy the whatever junk food that they want. And it's much cheaper than going and buying a bag of grapes or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then with children, when I've gone with my program assistants and watched them teach to youth group, Head Start being one of them mm-hmm. in many cases, you'll see those kids are like, I've tried that before and I don't like it. It's mm-hmm. gross. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. And so we always have them do what we call a hello bite mm-hmm. to see if, just to say, we, you know, at least try it, put it in your mouth, see what it feels like, see what it tastes like. And then if you don't like it, here's a napkin, you can spit it out. And so there's been it's so rewarding to hear those kids say, oh my gosh, I've never tried kiwi before. Mm-hmm. And I love this. I'm going to see if my mama will buy it for me. And it's just amazing to see those just revelations that they almost have. It's like, oh my gosh, this is tasty. I would much rather have this than, you know, whether it might be that bag of Skittles or licorice. Now, listen, we all like that stuff.
Don't say it. Don't go too far.
But there's always a good balance, right?
Right.
So I think it's just, it's great to be able to see those improvements.
I love seeing like our kids in the classroom and parents say, well, they don't eat that at home. Mm-hmm. And then in our classroom, they're trying everything. I think it's important for the environment to be conducive to, you know, children on their level where friends and their teachers are eating and talking about the foods they're eating. And at least I love the Hello Bite. That's cute.
Yes. I think one other thing is too, like, there are times when my body speaks to me and I'm not listening to what it's saying. Like I'm thirsty and I'll drink and I'm still thirsty. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I get that water, then my body is like, that's what I wanted. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think being able to is there some help in listening to what our bodies is saying.
Most certainly.
That we absolutely need.
Most certainly, yeah. And you brought up the point. So we have in our core lessons for our adults, we have a choosing better beverages lesson. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you brought that up. And then one of our favorite program or curriculum that we just implemented is called Cook Together, Eat Together, Families in the Kitchen. And it really, the whole concept, as you can imagine, is to bring families together, to get them cooking, to get the parents and the children involved in the kitchen to where, hey, you all can make this meal together and it's easy, it's fun to do it. And also it's that bonding time, right? Mm-hmm. We always talk about, hey, let's come together for the family meal, sit down at the table.
Right.
Growing up, if we weren't doing that and the TV wasn't off, then my dad was going to have us.
Right.
But, you know, now it's like, no, let's actually get everybody in the kitchen and show them, like, how to prepare that meal. And so I think that's one of my favorite parts about our program is just in not only having that aspect, but then equipping those families as well as their children to know, hey, you can do this. We're going to give you all those skills to get in the kitchen and make it happen so you can be a little bit more independent. Yeah. Later on in life.
And I love that that's family bonding time.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of parents might not think, but children will remember things like that.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I love. I only remember my mama saying, get out the kitchen.
Right.
Get out.
But when I was coming up, there was like home ec, and there were programs designed to help get them in the kitchen, get, you know, the
right.
But I can imagine today that there are children that go through our life without being in the kitchen, period.
Oh,
and so
sure.
once they're at an age of accountability and, you know, taking care of themselves, they don't have a clue. They got to take all these courses and things just to figure out how to cook. But to start at a young age and encouraging that's powerful.
It is. Yeah. And we also, you know, we start teaching kids with our programs generally around fourth or fifth grade and then on up, of course, but knife skills and getting them in, you know, we have adaptive tools for kids. So, you know, nobody's taking off any ends of their fingers, but to help them learn, you know, how to chop and how to prepare and cut meats or whatever it may be and utilizing the different cutting boards, you know, so there's no cross contamination and the whole food safety aspect. So, I feel like we really do try to bring it all together and make it an all-encompassing program. And it's just, it's really exciting whenever you can get in and witness it in person and live in action.
I love it because I love food. I love cooking. But I also, like, I feel like food is a way for me to be innovative.
Yeah.
Like, no recipe. I don't cook by recipes because I, like, want to throw my own razzle dazzle in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the things that Extension has coming up that maybe our families should know about and maybe able to participate in?
So the best way to know about this and in anybody's particular county is to contact their local Extension office.
Okay.
And if you want to contact them, give them a call. But then also most of them have their own Facebook page. And everybody's on social media
really?
These
days. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Even us with the Kentucky Nutrition Education Program, we have a Facebook page as well as an Instagram. And so if you just look up UKKYNEP, you can find us. But then again, whichever county you may reside in, each county has an Extension office. So feel free to reach out. You never know if there's a master gardener group going on, if there is a community garden that's happening at the extension office. I mentioned, you know, beekeeping. That's also a possibility at the extension office to get involved. And then we had talked about sewing. There's also master and junior sewing club. So there's all sorts of things to get involved in at the extension office. But then as specifically for nutrition education, feel free to, like I said, call or get on the Facebook page. But then also we have our extension website to where if somebody wanted to get online and just go to our general extension page and find their county, they can do that as well at University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension.
Now, you keep saying beekeeping. What you talking about? You're talking about keeping bees on your property?
I am talking about that. But several of our extension offices have beehives there, and they'll have a beehive club.
Wow.
And it's just, it's really fascinating to see.
And you can get honey?
Yeah. It's and fascinating.
I would love, we'll do a field trip and put you in the suit and see, see you get the bees.
Yes, for sure.
That's in there
you
too.
You don't put me in harm's way.
Yes, I want to see it on film.
Well, we might have to come record. So,
we're here for it.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a joy having you on the show. I appreciate it. You said reach your extension office in your county. Is that correct?
Yes. So any of your local county extension offices, whether you're in Fayette County, if you're in Harrison County, whichever Lincoln County, whichever one you may be in, they have an extension office and you can reach out. Give them a phone call to see what's going on or stop by if you're able to and just see what programs are going on. They usually have all sorts of pamphlets and free giveaways up front that you can take with you.
But can they find the information on UK Extension?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, most certainly.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You have been listening to Look Who's Talking. Tell your friends. Share the show. Get it out there. All right, we'll see you when we see you.
Bye.